Hi, I'm Jesse. Let's have a devotional from the Word of God. This is Acts chapter 12, verse 1. About that time, King Herod violently attacked some who belonged to the church, and he executed James, John's brother, with the sword. When he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter too during the festival of unleavened bread. After the arrest, he put him in prison and assigned four squads of four soldiers each to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was praying fervently to God for him. When Herod was about to bring him out for trial that very night, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers while the sentries in front of the door guarded the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. Striking Peter on the side, he woke him up and said, "Quick, get up." This is a mean angel. He bopped him, and the chains fell off his wrists. "Get dressed," the angel told him, "and put on your sandals." And he did. "Wrap your cloak around you," he told him, "and follow me." So he went out and followed. He did not know what the angel did was really happening, but he thought he was seeing a vision. After they passed the first and second guards, they came to the iron gate that leads into the city, which is opened to them by itself. They went outside and passed one street, and suddenly the angel left him. This is quite an experience. He has just been awoken pretty gruffly by an angel. He was unfairly arrested. This particular Herod, there are multiple Herods throughout the biblical narrative. This is one of the Herods. It's not the same Herod who was on the throne when Jesus was born. This is a different Herod. This Herod is really just trying to appease the Jews. He has already executed James. And so Peter being put in jail was it was absolutely a legal sham. It should never have happened. He's just trying to pander to the Jewish people to appease them. So this was wrong. This was absolutely wrong, okay? Get used to this, Christian, and watch something else. There was a time when Christianity held sway culturally in the U.S., and there were people who would pretend to be Christian or to hold Christian values because it would help their business, or because it would curry favor and get them your vote as a Christian. But that time is gone. That time is gone. Now it's a little bit more like this, especially in Canada, where you see pastors are getting arrested or where churches are being burned down. I mean, this is the persecution just across our border is getting more and more real. But there was a time in U.S. culture wherein the church really held sway. Now that culture is very much favoring, say, the LGBTQIAAP+ community. It's really favoring more critical race theory. It's favoring other cultural slants. So here's one thing that you can observe. That culture turned on Christianity, and it will turn on this new fad too. You see, when I went to Night of Joy at Disney World, I didn't think that it meant that Disney was a Christian company. I knew that they were just pandering to us. Okay, I knew that they just wanted our money, and it worked. But when they canceled Night of Joy because it was now bad for their public perception, actually I was connected to the guy who helped start that event. He's a great guy, solid Christian dude. He was a member of our church in Orlando. It was sad to see it go. When the cultural tides began to turn, they began to now kind of pander to the gay community and pander to other worldviews. And as a result, they now occupy the space that we did. We are now a bit more akin to Peter being arrested at the onset of Acts chapter 12. We're now a little bit more on the outside, and here's what's cool about that. Now we're the fringe outsiders. Now we're the cool underdogs. There was a time when, for example, in kind of rewriting history, as the gay community sort of adopted the civil rights matter as their narrative, they kind of appropriated the blueprint of the civil rights movement, which was legitimate. It happened for a good reason. And now they've assumed you're born this way, this is discrimination, there's never been a study that's ever proven the existence of the gay gene, for example, but they've still framed everything as though it's civil rights movement. And now, as a result, they've appropriated a lot of power. They've strategically influenced school boards and education and academia, and they've done a really impressive work, really, when you think about such a small percentage of the population wielding such influence over everything else. They were the outsiders. They were the underdog. They could play the victim card in some respects, and as a result, it curried sympathy. Here's what's kind of cool. Now we're the outsiders. Now we're the niche. Now we're the underdog once again. And this is right where Christianity thrives. So as we're living out the book of Acts today, be encouraged. Look at the odds that were stacked against this church. And look at the miraculous intervention that God gave to deliver Peter. That same Holy Spirit of God is at work in our church today. Do you believe it? Because I do. Let's go fearlessly, no matter what the culture wars say. Let's embrace our role as the outsider, as the underdog. And let's bring heaven to earth with our prayers. Let's live out the book of Acts today.